Coming.
Yes, can I help you?
Huh? What? What's all this about?
Dear Felix, arrived at our complex, requires housing, new roommate. What? What roommate?
Oh God, why are you touching me? Why are you who are you? Ew, not in the face. Don't block the face.
Hey, wait, don't go in there. What? No. Ugh, stop. Stop running around. What are you doing in my apartment? Don't touch that. And leave it alone. Your nails are scratching the hardwood. Come here, you.
There you go. Good to see that you can be scruffed. I'd say that that's going to come in handy, but that would imply that you'll be here long enough for me to have to do it again, and, that's definitely not happening. Now, I'm going to put you down very gently, and you're going to sit and be still and quiet for me while I find the part of your note that proves it's fake. Or mistyped. Or literally anything. Got it? Good. Okay. Here we go.
Okay. Sitting still. Good. Just stay there for me while I go get that note. Well, there must be some... Oh, God, I thought I told you to stay over there. Whatever, as long as you're sitting still. As I was saying, there must be some kind of mistake, even if I can't find anything wrong with the paperwork. There is no way that they would give me a roommate, especially not some smelly, hyperactive puppy girl. No, this must be... some error in the system that will have to get fixed. Unfortunately, you showed up at almost 9 o'clock at night, and the front office closed at 5. We'll have to see about getting you to the appropriate room in the morning when they open again. In the meantime, I suppose you can stay here for tonight. But just for tonight. And no licking me. I am not doing this because I like you. I'm doing this because despite what people like to say about me, I am not heartless. Plus, I don't think you'd be able to survive on your own out in the street for even a single night.
Again with the hugging. Oh, gross. What is that smell? Is that you? Oh God, it is. Yeah, okay, first things first, we're giving you a bath. Let go of me. Okay.
Do you have any spare clothes in that bag of yours? You do? Good, I don't have to lend you any of mine. Come on, we're gonna get you clean.
Stop squirming too much. I'm just trying to dry you off. Would you... Oh, no. Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't shake off. Or do. Whatever. Guess I have to clean the bathroom later. Okay. Fine. Now just hold still so that I can get this shirt onto you. No, come on. Just lift your arms and stick them through the... Just put on the stupid top. Don't. Okay, got the shirt on. You're half decent now. Just gotta get your pants. Hey, no kicking. Okay, either you put these on or you sleep in here tonight because I am not having to... Just get in the pants!
Finally. For God's sake, why are dogs so stubborn? Oh, so now you're just gonna sit still and settle down, huh? Just gonna curl up on the couch and act like you didn't just drench my bathroom and I in your smelly bathwater? Absolutely ridiculous. There better be a damned good explanation for this mix-up when we go to the office in the morning. Because I am not going to spend another night with you like this. I can't tell if you don't know or don't care what I'm saying. It's gotta be at least one of those, though, because you're staring at me like I'm your best friend. I don't want you here. Do you understand me? You are a menace and a nuisance. Do you understand me? You're not even saying anything. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Did you just yawn at me? Why are you so happy right now? Aren't I hurting your feelings or something? Anything? Fine. Fine. Be happy. See if I care. I'm gonna go get some food. This is... You know, you are incredibly aggravating. You show up at my door, you wreck my bathroom, you wear me out, and then you have the audacity to curl up for a nap and smile at me the whole time. Is this a you thing, or is it a dog thing in general? Because I've never seen a cat acting like that. What? Why are you sniffing the air like that? No. Sit back down. Don't come over here. No, why are you climbing over me right now? This is incredibly uncomfortable. What? The food? You want my food. But... It's for cats. It's tuna. I don't have any land mammals to feed you. No, it's mine. Don't look at me like that. The puppy girl eyes don't work on me. Stop it. It won't work. Stop it. It's not... Don't start whining. It's not gonna... Fine. Fine. Have the stupid food. I didn't want it anyway. Lost my appetite from all the mud I had to scrape off of you earlier. Do you actually enjoy that? I mean, of course you do. It's the best flavor. Everyone likes tuna puree. It's only weirdos would enjoy it. Wow, you are really chowing down on that. How long has it been since you last ate? You've hit the bottom of the can. There's no more food in there. You can stop trying to eat it. Hey. Hey. Did you hear what I said? It's... Hey, there's no more food in that. Okay? Good. So, do you have a name? Do you speak, like, at all? Alright, taking that as a no. I guess it's just further evidence that you're not actually supposed to be my roommate. I mean, how would we even live together if we can't communicate? It's nonsense. No, we're going to the office in the morning, and they'll move you to wherever you're supposed to be, and then we can put this insane night behind us. I guess the storm came in earlier than they predicted. I am about to get some amazing sleep once that rain starts hitting the window. You know, it's actually funny because... Why do you look so nervous? Did I say something wrong? Just chill, Okay, you're perfectly safe.
Hey! Hey. Calm down, okay? Calm down. Why are we hiding under the couch? Is it the thunder? You know it's outside, right? Like, it can't hurt you. Hey, look at me. Come out, okay? Please? I don't need you hiding under here all night and having an accident or something. I promise you're safe. I won't let the thunder get you, okay? Just come back out and sit up here with me, all right? That's it. That's it. There you go. Just come sit up here with me. I promise, it'll be okay. It's not a trick or anything like that. I'll sit with you and keep you company until the storm stops. Jeez, you're shaking so much. That's right. Just burrow against me. I'll keep you safe. You don't need to climb under the couch. Or anywhere else where I wouldn't be able to find you. And you're scared. You're very brave. There you go. Just calm down for me, okay? That's a good girl. Looks like that got your tail wagging, huh? How predictable. Just relax. Thank you.
Maybe if you do turn out to be my new roommate after all, maybe that wouldn't be quite as bad as I thought. Did you just fart on me?